There comes a moment when my heart must stand alone on this lonely path I've chosen, like a house that's not a home. Sometimes when I feel I've had enough and I feel like giving up, you will need to be all I can be. No, nothing can stop me.
Namaste and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. You know, I do believe in the power of you and I. And I also believe in the spirit within us. And I believe that when we unite, there's no stopping us. I believe in the power of you and I. You know, I don't care, honestly, what's going on in the world around us. I focus more on what's going on inside of us. You know, if you listen to the outside of you, you're going to be fearful. You're going to be biting your nails. You're going to just be pacing back and forth, and you're just going to worry and worry and worry and worry. And there's really nothing you can do except pray. And when we unite in prayer, when we come together in prayer, there's no stopping us. I believe in the power of you and I. We've done it before on this program. We've done it many times. We've changed things. Because there's power in unity. A house divided cannot stand. a house divided cannot stand. I want to repeat that. When we come together, and I believe that someday the world will come together. I believe that with everything inside of me. But it's not today. But there is a day coming when we will unite. But we can do that right now in prayer, and that's where we're getting ready to go. There's lots to pray about. There's lots of stuff going on in our world. Today, I was, for some reason, I was led to check for earthquakes. I went to the earthquake site. And California, over the weekend, is under a threat of an earthquake. Actually, I predicted this back in December, and over the weekend, it's a possibility. It's a 6.5, I think a 7.5, something like that. That would be over the weekend. So we're going to pray for California. We're going to pray for all the people over there. I have listeners over there. But even if I don't have listeners over there, we would still be praying for California. So we're going to be praying for that coastline. Also, I have a friend right now. Her son is in the hospital. He's having some emotional issues. And so we're going to pray for him as well. I'm not going to say his name. I just don't feel like it's necessary. But Spirit knows who he is. And so we're going to remember him in prayer as well. Remember my mom, as always. She's having some problems today. Nothing serious, just stuff that she deals with on a regular basis. Going to remember that. And this list, remember everybody. We're all united. We're all together. We're all hooked together right now. So we'll remember that. So let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll open with the song, and we'll see where Spirit leads us. I do appreciate you so much for listening tonight. If you'd like to be a part of the program, I'll tell you how to do that. 347-327-9316. Again, that's punching those numbers. 347-327-9316. We do have a few calls on the switchboard. That's awesome. Anybody knows where Rose is? You might want to wake her up or splash some water on her and tell her to get here because I really need her. So, Rose, if you're listening, hi. So, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for everything you've done for me already in this day and what you're about to do through me. Here in just a few minutes. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just move totally out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. I thank you for my spirit guide, Stephen. I thank you for the abilities that are inside of me. And I thank you for the opportunity that you're giving me right now to share those gifts with the people listening to my voice. Father, Mother, God, I pray for the listeners right now. I pray that you would just meet their needs physically, emotionally, whatever needs they have tonight. That you would just touch them. That you would let us know that there is unity. There's power in unity. And Father, Mother, God, don't let us listen to the lies that says that we are by ourselves, that we are separate, because we are not separate. It wants us to believe that we're separate because a house divided cannot stand. But tonight we come together in spirit. We come together in power with one focus. To be the change that we want to see in the world today. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray for the West Coast. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would just begin to touch the earth. That this doesn't have to happen. And if it does happen to happen, that you lessen the impact of this. Because you can do that. Sometimes things have to happen. And we don't always understand why, but we also understand that you're in charge and you can lessen that impact. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for California. I cover it right now with the white light of protection. And I pray for every man, every boy, every woman, every girl, every dog, every cat, every living thing in California right now. And I surround every building, every house, everything with white light. Father, Mother, God, I pray for the person that is in the hospital right now. I pray for him right now that you would just help him with these emotional issues that he has. And Father, Mother God, that I speak peace into his life right now. I speak peace into his mind, into his emotions, into his solar plexus. I speak peace into there. Father, Mother God, it doesn't matter if he believes this, you can work in his life, and I believe it with everything inside of me. So I put angels around him right now and pray that you would keep him safe from himself and from any other situation that might arise. Father, Mother God, I pray for my mom tonight. I pray that you would strengthen her, that you would touch her body, and my dad as well. And Father, Mother God, I pray for everybody right now, that you would just meet their needs, whatever that is. And tonight, Father, Mother God, for those that might not have a place to sleep tonight, that might have to, you know, they're thinking, man, I'm going to have to sleep underneath a bridge, or I'm going to have to get a cardboard box or whatever. Father, Mother God, I pray that you would just get them a safe place to sleep tonight, that you would put food in their stomachs. There's people that have been going for days, a couple of days now. There's a woman right now that I can see in my sight. She's gone without food for a couple of days. I want her to eat tonight. So, Father, Mother God, I pray for everybody to eat tonight, all over our world. And Father, Mother God, I just thank you for it. Father, Mother God, use me tonight to touch lives. That's what it's all about. And I thank you for it. Surround us all right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. We say namaste and we say amen. I guess we already opened with a song, so that's okay. We're going to go ahead and pull a card. The card comes from my Gaia deck tonight. And it's Rising Above card. On the card, I'm going to describe the card to you. There's a beautiful white dove on it. And on the bottom of the card, it talks about clarity, freedom, and solution. I want to say those three words again. Clarity, freedom, solution. One more time. Clarity, freedom, and solution. And if we needed more than any other time in the history of mankind, we need clarity. We have leaders right now that for whatever reason, in my opinion, are being selfish. Maybe both parties. I don't know. But I'm just saying that we need clarity. Instead of getting mad at these men and women and getting all wrapped up in our emotions, we need to pray for them. We need to pray for clarity for them. Because they are making decisions that are impacting not just us, but the world around us. And we also need to be thankful for the freedoms that we have in this country. I think a lot of times we take things for granted here. And so we need to be thankful for what we do have. And we also need to know that solution is coming. You know, right now, there's a lot of fear today. I can feel it. I'm an empath. But I also know that the solutions come from within us, not from without us. So tonight, I think that that's an awesome card for today. Because if any other time of our lives, your life, my life, we need clarity. Right now, you might be making serious decisions for your life. You need that clarity. You need to make clear choices. And when you do, freedom will come. Then that solution will come. And you'll know without a doubt that Spirit has spoke to you. Spirit speaking, my friends. This morning I woke up, which was good. That's a blessing in itself. But I woke up, and in a lot of ways, I woke up and I was thinking, because, you know, I saw my computer, the stuff. I haven't watched any of it, and none of it have I paid attention to today. I know what's going on, but I also know that Spirit's in charge. So I don't pay attention to a lot of that stuff because it just gets you all wound up and it gets your emotions all wound up and it gets you into a place of fear. And I'd rather stay in a place of faith and a place of belief that everything's going to be okay. And project it out there. You know, we have more than ever, we need to manifest what we want in our lives. You know, I did a reading today, and I was telling the person I was reading for, I said, you got to dream bigger. You got to bring what you want to you. And more than ever in our country, and I want to speak to every man and boy, every girl, every woman that's listening to me right now. I want you to listen really close to what Spirit wants to say here. More than ever, we need to dream. The one thing that I've noticed in my lifetime is that we don't dream. That we've bought into the fear and the despair, and we bought into the lies that our brains have been telling us. Telling us that we're limited, that we can't do this, we cannot accomplish this, that it's done. We might as well just give up and lay down. But I don't think so. I'm not about to lay down and give up. Because I know that our better days are ahead. I know that, yes, we can have what we want. But we have to manifest it. We have to get past the jealousy and the greed and all that stuff and unite. The one thing I like, the word United States of America. The one thing that I've seen in my lifetime is I've seen the United States become the divided states. We need to come together. Get past all that stuff. And as we do so, we will see real change. And I believe that we can see it in our lifetime. The next voice you're going to hear is going to be a channel message from my spirit guide, Stephen. He's pushing through and he wants to talk. So the next voice you're going to hear will be Stephen, and then we'll be taking your calls. We will go to music break right after Stephen talks, and then right after that we'll be taking your calls. Next voice you will hear will be Stephen. We're going to welcome Stephen to the program at this moment in time. Greetings, my friends. I come to you tonight to tell you, first of all, that I love you, that I am always watching over you, and I am proud of you. I see great change inside of you. I see you guys coming together. I see you working as one, for you are one. And when you really begin to see this, when you really begin to believe this, then there is no stopping you. There is no stopping what you can accomplish. But you have to get past the fear that is inside of you. It is a fear that you have bought into. You have brought it to you. And if you have brought it to you, then you can get rid of it, can you not? So if you bring it to you, you can say, I do not want it anymore. I do not want to work from a place of fear. I want to work from a place of belief. I want to work from a place of love. And as you work from a place of love, then loving yourself first, that is where it starts. It starts with you first. Then as you love yourself, then you're going to be able to love others very easily because you are just going to be bubbling over with it. It is just going to be like a fountain. It is going to be something that is just going to flow out of you. Some of you try too hard with your abilities. It's the same way. If you just tap into it, if you just let it flow, it will just flow. It is like a faucet. If you turn on a faucet, do not the water run out? you don't turn on the faucet. Well, sometimes maybe you turn on the faucet and the water don't come out because there is a blockage. That is the same way that is within you. The spirit wants to turn on, but there are blockages. So what you do, you call a plumber. Do you not call a plumber when you have problems with your pipes? So what you need to do is you need to call your angels to help you see those blocks and work with people that can help you see those blocks in your life that maybe you can't see. Maybe you do not want to see them. Sometimes you put blinders on and you do not want to see. It's easy for you to see what's wrong with everybody else, but you do not want to look at yourself and you do not want to see yourself. I understand that, but it is time for you to really look inside. Really to go inward, go into place of center. This is very important right now. And one thing that I would tell you is do not pay a lot of attention to what's outside of you. If you listen to what's outside of you, then of course you're going to be confused. Of course you're going to be afraid. Of course you're going to be upset. For that is all they know. That is where they work from. But you need to work from a place of spirit. And how you do this is by meditation, by quieting yourself, by working from a place of peace. It is hard, I know, sometimes for you right now. For I see your planet. I know what is going on. But it is possible to be at peace no matter what is going on around you. And how you do that is by meditation, by quieting and focusing and calling and asking and drawing this to you. This is something that you can do, and it is something that I see you doing and working with more and more. Do not be afraid. The great teacher, Jesus, said, do not be afraid, for I am with you always. And that is where spirit is with you always. It is always with you. In good times, bad times, all times. For it is always with you. I appreciate your time tonight. I will let you go now and I will let Michael come back. And I just want to tell you one more thing. Just be you. That is all that I ask. Just be you. Namaste, my friends. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere.
Everything is possible.
Okay, we're going to do this the old-fashioned way. 520, you're on the air with me. Hi.
Hey, this is Carolyn. Hi.
Hi, how can I help you tonight?
Yesterday, Kathy ranted and raved at me in front of people and after a meeting, and I wondered if you saw her making an apology, you saw it getting fixed between us.
Okay. Could you say your name one more time for me, please?
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Okay. Definitely do see it getting fixed. I would say looks like here in a couple of days, maybe at least by midweek of next week, I do feel like that there will be an apology. She owes you an apology, definitely. There was just some, not making excuses for her, there's just some stuff going on with her that made her just explode. People are just shoving their emotions down, and those emotions are coming out. And in this case, it was very volatile coming out. But yeah, I definitely feel like that she will apologize. I would say by at least midweek, by Wednesday, you should have an apology.
And we're working on a project together with some other people.
Okay.
I have full intention on, you know, just approaching it with intent of, you know, being a team member. And
right.
So do you see that as like a positive?
Yeah, well, I also will tell you, I do feel like there's an apology, but I also will tell you that I feel like that she's not going to be a part of this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay. I feel like that she will apologize, but I also will feel like that she's going to step away from this.
Oh, heavens, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hopefully that's not going to cause too much of a rift, but I would see this more her stepping away. I would say mid-month here. I feel like that she's going to put some time between this, and I do feel like that she will step away from this project.
Gosh, God is really working in wonderful, mysterious ways. I was listening to your words. I was working on self-healing and you know, trying to rise above it. And thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Spirit, within you for giving you the answers. But, yeah, you know, I definitely feel like that she will apologize. But for the good of this project, I feel like that Spirit's moving her into a different path for her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So
yeah.
I appreciate you calling in, and I do appreciate you having patience waiting for me.
Oh, I love listening to every word and
okay.
Listening to your music. It's very healing.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a good night, okay?
Thank you, Michael.
Okay. Thank you, Papa. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and move on. 678, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing super. I can't complain. I don't think there's anything to complain about at the moment. And then anyway, it doesn't do us a lot of good to complain. All we do is draw that stuff to us. So we're not going to complain about stuff.
I was going to tell you is that when we think about manifesting, we
right.
need to think about a magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
It's that
right.
easy.
Yeah. Yeah, and our words, especially now as we're in these new energies, we really need to pay attention to what we're saying, because we're instantly creating things. And
yes.
either that's positive or it's not positive. And so we need to be really careful right now. But how can I help you tonight really quick?
Well, just any message is good.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull a card for you. I actually have been directed to my Gaia deck. So let's go ahead and pull a card here.
Your favorite deck.
I know it is my favorite deck. Eternal Dance, Movement, Will of Life, Path of Least Resistance. So for you, Susie, I'd say in the next couple weeks there is going to definitely be a lot of movement in your spiritual life. So really start watching for that. I do feel like that there is going to be somebody that talks to you. This feels more like a female resolving some kind of an issue that's been long-standing. But this feels like a female.
Your sister?
Yeah, it feels like that there's just, it could be a sister, because I feel like it was like family. And this feels like a problem that's been there for a while. And the one thing that is amazing about Spirit right now, Spirit is wanting to heal family issues. You know, it's bringing us back together. It's uniting us. You know, silly things have divided us. And so now it's time to let those silly things go and really start focusing on what Spirit wants. And so really focus on healing right now for yourself. And as you heal yourself, then all those other situations that are in your life are going to come together. And hopefully that makes sense, but that's what I pulled for you.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully you have a great weekend, okay?
I will, and you too, Michael. Love you.
All right, thank you. I love you too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's keep on moving here. 347, you are on there with me. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hey, Michael, how you doing tonight?
Good. How can I help you?
This is Anthony. I'm calling from Brooklyn. This was just calling to get some, messages that Spirit might have had for me.
Okay. Anthony, it feels like that you have a question or something. It would help me if you had a focus.
Sure,
there's a focus.
Sure. The focus is career.
Okay. Are you working at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, Anthony, and I'm gonna say by April you're working, if not before then. I feel like that something's about to open here. Have you been looking for a while? Because I feel like that you've been looking, like at searching or something.
I've been putting my attention on, following a passion. So.
Okay. What is the passion that you're following? What is that dream? Yeah, what's your dream?
That is children's book writing was like the first of my creative passions. That's what I've been focused on.
Okay, are you working on that right now?
Oh, yeah. I've put out several stories and I've sent them out.
Okay, I that's your dream and I would follow your dream. I feel like that you're an awesome author. I feel like that there's some fear that sneaks in here, some self-doubt, stuff like that. You need to work on your confidence a little bit. I feel like that you lack a little bit of self-confidence in yourself and your abilities, but your abilities come from the Spirit within you. So when you're writing, you're channeling. Your spirit guide, I feel like, was an author at one time in their lifetime.
Okay.
And so I feel like that's coming out in you. I also wouldn't limit myself to just children's books, because I definitely see other books inside of you. So
okay.
I wouldn't get in a box, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't box myself in.
Okay.
But, you know, definitely I would follow this.
Okay.
So that's what I have to say to you tonight, and hopefully that helped.
It definitely does. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because definitely. Anthony, the one thing that I know we already hung out, but I'm going to add this. The other thing that I would tell you is don't let – I feel like that there's somebody that's putting maybe some self-doubt, feels like some chatter outside of you. I wouldn't listen to the chatter outside of you. There's also going to be the finances. I don't know if there's a financial issue right now. But I keep feeling like the finances are going to start breaking free here where you're not going to be so limited. I feel like that's holding you back a little bit. Okay, 484, you're on there. Appreciate your patience. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. How can I help?
Thank you. I would like to know if you see a reconnection for me and a man that I was dating a few months ago, and his name is Daniel.
Okay. All right. I don't think I got your name. I need your name, please.
Oh, right. That's what I was going to yes, my name is Antoinetta.
Okay, could you say your name for me one more time?
Antoinetta. A-N-N-T-O-N-E-T-T-A.
Okay, thank you. And his name was Daniel, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay? So.
Yes.
All right. Okay, definitely see a reconnection here. I feel like it also is going to take some time. There's a delay. I feel like that he's pulling away from you. Does that make sense? I feel like that there's an emotional disconnect from him.
Yes.
Okay. There's also something going on with him right now. I feel like that he's distracted. I feel like that this is a maybe health issue or something in his family, not mainly with him. I feel like that he's just distracted at the moment. I do feel like that he has feelings for you. I will tell you that. I do feel like that he cares about you. That's why I'm seeing this reconnection. I'm going to say looks like possibly 3 months out still before there's a reconnection here. Now, if you don't want to wait for that or if you want to move on, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Because I do feel like that there would be somebody else that would come into your path. It's totally up to you what you want to do with this. But I do feel like that there is a possibility here in about 3 months of reconnecting. I would let him connect with you. I wouldn't push this.
Right. And I actually had a reading, I would say about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago regarding this. And that person told me that actually Daniel was going to be getting in contact with me within the first week of March and talking to me because he's going to need a place to live. He's actually going to be getting, his stepdad's going to be telling him he has to go find another place to live. So I don't know if you're picking that up, but I've been trying to get this house ready. Because
I feel like I don't know why, every reader reads differently and I'm not I'm not going to say that was wrong because I don't know that reader and I don't do that. But what I do is what I'm picking up and I don't see that. I mean, I'm not sure, maybe that changed. I don't know, but I don't see that. And things do change. I'm not saying that reader was wrong because things do change. Any little thing can change everything. And so, but I feel like that there was a change in that. I do feel like that there is going to be a push. I do feel like that somehow he's going to be pushed, to contact you. I will say that, but I do feel like that there's been a little change in that. So I'm going to stick with what I was picking up and feeling. And but I do feel like that there is a reconnection here. I do feel like that this relationship can move forward. And it does look like long-term to me, too. It does look like this could be a long-term relationship.
Right. So, I've known him a lot of years. I've known him 30 years.
Yeah, and I feel like that this is like a sort of a pattern with him. I feel like that there's a circle thing that goes on with him with this. But I do feel like that, when you guys do reconnect this time, I will tell you that I do feel like that merry-go-round in this relationship, it stops. I don't feel like that we're going to do this cycle again.
Good.
Because you're really getting frustrated with this.
Well, yeah, and what I have done now, and I mean, this took a lot of strength on me, mental strength. Is what I've done is I've just said to myself, okay, I'm done texting him. I'm done worrying about him. I'm done saying, hey, are you okay? Hello, good morning. Every day I would be texting him, how you doing? What's going on? I'm done doing that. It's been about a week or two, and I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, well, you need to be done. Right now, what's that?
And then you know what? I bet he's feeling, he's probably sitting over there right about now, because it's been about a good week or two. He's probably sitting over there saying, wow, why ain't Antoinette texting me every day or saying good morning? Or doesn't she care if I'm having a bad day here?
Right. But he needs to, he needs to take, some effort here and contact you.
And show me that he wants this. I'm wasting my energy.
Right. Yeah, you've been pouring a lot of energy into this. You're doing the right thing. You're following the intuition inside of you. I'm really proud of you listening to that intuition because, your spirit guide told you to do that. And so you're doing it. So follow that. You're not going to go wrong. But, you know, if you don't want to, you know, work with this and wait, then I would, you know, think about moving on. And if you do move on, there is somebody out there that would be coming into your path again about in that 3 month period, because you're going to have to make a decision here. And you got about a few months here to really look at what you want to bring into your life, what you want to draw into your life. And then whatever that is, then it's going to fall. If it's him or if it's somebody else.
Do you feel like Daniel is going to approach me and want to move in here with me down the road here?
I do feel down the road. I do see that. I wouldn't see that this month.
Okay.
But I do feel like that is a possibility. Yes, I will say that I do see that as a possibility.
Okay. All right. Yep. Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's keep moving here. 253, you're on there with me. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know about a relationship.
Okay. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm in one, and what does my guide say?
Okay. Has there been, like, some turmoil? Because I feel like an undercurrent of anger or something.
No. It's just that he's been so overwhelmed with work. No, we're not angry. I mean, no.
Okay.
It's a pretty new one.
Yeah, maybe I'm picking up anger that he's angry about something. Maybe not this relationship, because I'm definitely picking up an undercurrent of anger. I don't know if it's towards you, but I'm feeling like that maybe it's with him, but not towards you. So that might be what I'm picking up.
Well, he just found out today. See, it's a pretty new relationship, about a month.
Okay.
And he just found out today he was being let go with work.
Okay. Well, that's probably why I'm picking up anger. that would be the anger. That would be definitely anger. Now, as far as this relationship, I will tell you, I feel like that this is a solid relationship for you guys to work on. I will tell you that. I feel really good about you. I feel good about him. He's a stand-up kind of guy. I will tell you that right away.
Right.
He's going to be always honest with you. That's awesome. That's hard to find sometimes.
Other than, you know, the thing is, you know, when we first started, see, we met online, so we were talking all the time, and his job was what he did. He was able to call me two or three times, you know, and I didn't expect him to, but he was always just wanting to call.
Right.
But now for the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'm making the contact.
Okay.
But
all
it's
right.
Still okay.
I don't want his first name. I don't feel comfortable with his first name on air. Can you just give me the initial of his first name, please?
Jay.
Okay, thank you. I'm gonna be quiet for just a second, okay? I want to be sure that everything's okay. I know I feel like that it is, but let me just double check, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with what I was telling you. I still feel like that this is a good relationship. I checked that. I feel like that right now he's a little distracted.
He's big distracted because this was a new job. I mean, like I said, we met.
Yeah.
3 days later, he got a new job.
Yeah.
And this job is 14, 15 hours a day. And then they told him today he couldn't cut it. So.
He's a little depressed, and so that's what's going on. Guys are not really too much in touch with their emotions very well, and they don't know how to express that, and they don't know how to reach out and how to talk too much. He's one of that. He comes from a family that's like that. You know, the guys...
They don't like talking on the phone.
Yeah, they don't like talking on the phone. They don't like talking about their emotions. They just don't like talking about anything. But I do feel like that he will talk to you. Give him some space here. He's really upset right now, which is understandable. So
I would give him
some space. But he will contact you and he will talk to you about this. He really does care about you. He's sorting that out as well. But I definitely feel like that this relationship will work. I definitely see it. So
if he didn't care for me, why would he even? My biggest thing is, if a guy doesn't like you or care about you, why would he answer the phone?
And so, you got voicemail these days. That's why I think they invented voicemail. So you could just say, "Oh, I never got your call. My machine's
hooked." That's exactly, an easy way to get out of it.
Yeah, it is. No, he really does care about you. You know, just hang in there a little bit and see where this goes. Because I do feel like that he's a stand-up guy. Right now, he's just got a lot on his plate. And just pray for him, send love and light to him. And
that's what I've been doing every night.
Yeah.
Sending him the pink.
You know, do you have a picture of him? Do you have anything that you could put your hands on and just send him energy? Okay, I would do that. Also the next thing that I would tell you to do is when you are with him again, what I would do is get a little object. And put a lot of energy, your own energy into it, and then give it to him. And that way, your energy is always with him.
Okay.
That's what I would suggest. I think
he had he was, you know, with him. See, I'm a widow, and I was widow.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes guys, they get hooked up in that widow thing where he has shoes to fill.
Yeah, that's a little bit of what's going on right now, but he'll get over that. And just never compare him.
I never thought about it. He came over here. It's not like I've had only the first guy that I've ever had over here. It's been almost 4 years. But I had one of my wedding photos, and he made a comment about it. He goes, "Oh, you were so young in that photo." But I didn't. I have taken it down now.
He felt a little threatened by that, but that's okay. I also will tell you that your husband wants you to move on. You already know that, but I feel his energy wanted me to tell you that. So that's my job as a medium too. So he's really wanting this for you. So and it's okay. And it's okay. You felt a little guilty moving that picture, but it's okay.
And I'm fine with it now. Okay, well, thank you so much. You answered
You're welcome.
So many questions.
All right, you have a good night. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's move on. 765, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can I have your name, please?
This is Margie.
Hi, Margie. I thought it was you. I just wasn't sure. Okay, go ahead.
That's okay. Okay, this is kind of a twisted kind of, I don't even know if you give me an answer on it.
We'll try.
It's just that the last few days I have been in a yucky mood at work.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because a certain supervisor has come back to work for a little while and a certain boss has come back to work for a little while and I've let it bother me. And if I have, then I need to know how I can get past it so I won't be in this yucky mood at work.
Okay. All right. All right. The answer to the question is yes.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. You created this.
Okay.
Okay. Because you didn't heal from the last time they were there, so Spirit brought them back into your path. To bring this back up. Okay, that happens. Okay,
uh-huh.
If we don't deal with somebody, we think, man, you know, they're gone. I'm never going to have to deal with them. The next thing we know, they're right back there.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going on. How you can do this is you just need to pray, ask Spirit to let you forgive whatever you have there, and honestly mean it. You know, just say, this guy's not going to affect me. I'm not going to allow this to happen. Every day when you go there, just say, you know what, today he's going to be awesome today, you know, and just pray for him. And if you can do that from the place of Spirit, which is within you, which you can do, and I've done this myself, it's hard to begin with. It's going to be hard to begin with. But if you can start doing this every day and you can send him love and light, you're going to see a change in yourself. You might not see it so much in him, but you're going to see it in you of how you approach this, how you're letting this happen. And just say, you know what, I'm not going to let him push my buttons. Mm-hmm. That's all he's doing. You're allowing him to, you go there thinking, man, today he's going to push my buttons, or, you know. And so you set yourself up to get upset. So instead of doing that, say, you know, I'm not going to let this upset me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to be there much longer anyhow. He's going to move on.
Yeah. Well, actually, what it is more than anything is I walk up to the building and I see the car out front and I go, oh, crap.
Yeah. You put it into motion as soon as you see the car.
I do.
So instead of saying, oh, crap, say, man, you know, it's going to be awesome to see him today. So because you're, did you see that you're creating that? So,
I was wondering if that's what I was doing, because I haven't really been in that kind of mood in a long time, and it's like all of a sudden this week, it's like the last two or three days, and I just like.
Yeah, because you manifest. You manifest your bad day from the moment you pull in the parking lot and you see that car. All it takes is that car being there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So either park in a different parking lot or do something different. But yeah, you know, try something different. You know, either park, you know, block away and walk there, or, you know, so you don't see the car. So I don't know. But you know, just don't, you know, create a more positive, you know, thing. You might just even go up to them and say, hey, you know, it's nice to see you today. Try that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Okay.
But you got to try to change something.
Okay.
And because you're creating this. And so manifest something different. Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Marcy. All right,
okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Glad I could help. All right. 916, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Hello? It's Diana.
Hi. How are you? I haven't talked to you for a little bit. How can I help?
I'm okay. I either want to just see what, if you have a message from Spirit, if I have to say.
You seem a little down. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just I'm in a holding pattern.
Okay, but your energy. Oh, I want you to pay attention to something, because your energy, when I'm talking to your energy, just seems very, like down a little bit. Not normal. You. When you call in, and so, hey, understand waiting can be tiring, and I feel like that's what's going on with you. Spirit's saying that you're just getting really tired of waiting. It's like this holding pattern. You trust Spirit, but it's been so long that nothing's moving that you can see, and so it's just getting tiring. Does that make sense to you? You just feel a little tired tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, you know, of just waiting. And I've been there. I understand that. I think we've all been there one time or another. I mean, I don't think anybody listening to our voices right now can't relate to this. You know, I think we all get a little tired of waiting. But the one thing I will tell you, there is a change coming within 1, 2, 3 days.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I always feel it in every now moment, but I know that this now moment is going to be right now moment.
Yeah, it's in 3 days. So let's
count. Am I going to hear it over the computer or the phone
I'm trying to see where Spirit's counting 3 days first. Okay. Let's see. Be Saturday, Sunday. So I would say by Tuesday, you should hear something. Computer.
Okay, because my phone is going to be turned off on the first.
Yeah.
It's
computer.
Okay.
There's also some money coming. That's going to be before this 3 days. I would say by Sunday you should have some money in your pocket.
Are you kidding?
Spirit doesn't kid.
Unless it's Lotto, or unless my aunt comes out of hiding and says, here, take this and get out of town. I don't know where it's coming from.
It's coming from a source you're not expecting. Spirit can move in mysterious ways. You know, you might even actually just find some money. The spirit can provide. I did this one time. I went into my car and I was down and out a little bit on, you know, I was like, man, I need some money. And I looked all through my car and there was nothing in there. An hour later, I went into my car and there was all this change laying around. And, you know, it mounted up to like about $10. It put gas in my car. So.
Oh, and yeah, I have done that before. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll ask for change for something, and then
right.
I'll go to a parking place where someone dumped their ashtray and just dumped
right.
their change too.
Yeah. And, you know, so spirit can provide. So just be open to whatever way it comes. You know, I think a lot of times we think, well, you know, it's going to come a certain way. And then, you know, but spirit wants to bless you. And I know that without a doubt. And so just be open to whatever way that comes. Okay.
I am. I'm open.
Yeah.
I'm ready to move. I'm ready to get to work.
Yeah. And that's coming. Yeah, it's coming. So just hang in there a little bit longer. But 3 days, you should definitely see some changes here. Okay?
Okay. Thank you,
All
Michael.
Right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Let me take a breath here for a minute. I'm going to take actually a drink. So hold on. Water does the body good. All right. Now, since I did that, I forgot who I haven't talked to. I should have been paying attention to numbers. 954, have I talked to 954? Let's say hello and find out. Have I talked to you? Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Ann. You haven't talked to me tonight.
Well, I am now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're there. I'm kind of stressed out myself. Noticed that some payments are going up. Come May,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like I may have to seek other home or something. I don't know at this point whether something's going to balance out or I'm going to actually have to move. So what are you feeling about this now?
Okay. I'm not seeing you moving.
Oh.
I would be surprised if you called me and told me that you did. Have to. I don't see that happening.
Oh, how am I going to put
okay,
more money
this,
if I'm
yeah,
already...
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just like I told the last caller, spirit can work in mysterious ways. Sometimes we box spirit in by thinking, man, you know, how is this going to happen? Well,
yeah.
I've been there. And what I believe is that you are not going to move. I believe it with everything inside of me, and I do not see you moving. I would be totally shocked because I don't see it at this moment at all. I feel like that you're in the right place for you. I feel like the spirit wants you there. So if spirit wants you there, spirit's going to meet the requirements to keep you there.
There's also been some hostile situations around where I am, too. And I'm wondering, you know, like people are getting pretty nasty lately, and I'm wondering if that was spirit telling me, well, maybe you should move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I feel like
the hostility. Everybody's buying into a lot of fear right now, and that's what's causing all this hostility that's on our planet right now.
Yeah.
And because everybody's worrying, everybody is fretting, everybody's buying into the lies.
Right.
And all this stuff that's going on instead of the spirit within them, because a lot of people don't understand the spirit within them. And
mm-hmm.
So you do, and I believe that spirit is going to provide and wants you there. I feel like that you're a light there. I feel like that,
right.
I know it's hard for you sometimes, and spirit knows that, but I do feel like that you're a light there.
There are two
people that are going to move out of there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like the spirit's going to move two people that are causing this hostility. There's going to be some vacancies there.
Well, there are already. I mean, there's a few already.
There's going to be a few more. Wow. Yeah, Spirit's going to almost empty that place and put some new people in there. Put some new people in there. So, yeah, I don't see you moving, and hopefully that helps.
I called the realtors to have them list my place next week, perhaps, just to see if I got any good offers. I mean, this really isn't time to sell. But,
right.
I mean, if I got, like, a really surprise offer and it was good, I might consider it.
Yeah,
but
if you get a high number, but I don't really see that happening. If you get a high number, then Spirit would be saying, "Hey, move." But I don't see that happening.
Huh? Because I would really have to have money to take away in order to find a place because the rents are up everywhere.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Rent is high, especially in that area.
Do you think any money will be coming in? There's a settlement. I'm waiting to see if I get anything on a settlement regarding
money. There is definitely money coming. I don't know when, but I definitely see money coming, okay? And hopefully that helps, Anne.
So
I gotta move on.
I should just kind of stay put right now.
Yeah, I would stay right where you are at the moment, okay?
All right, Michael, I do appreciate that. I hope you're doing well, too. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you, Anne. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, everybody just hold for a minute. I want everybody just to be quiet. Okay, we're going to do something. I'm going to take the next couple calls here. My phone lines are closed. I'm going to take the next two calls, though, that I have. So don't hang up. But I want us to be quiet for just a second. And I want you to just do something with me. If you don't mind, let's just take a breath in together. Breathe in with me. Breathe out. And let's breathe in again. Hold it for a minute if you can. Breathe out. Okay. Thank you for doing that. If your name is Rebecca or Becky, I need you to call me, 347-327-9316. If your name is Rebecca or Becky, or if you know a Rebecca or a Becky on the other side, I need you to call me, 347-327-9316. Not sure why, 347-327-9316. Let's go ahead and talk to 253. Hi.
Hi, it's been so long. How are you? Holly from Seattle.
Holly, I was like, where have you been?
I can never find you.
Well, you're not looking hard enough, I guess. I don't know. But here we are. So how can I help you tonight?
I don't really have a question. Like something from Spirit?
Okay. All right. Let's pull a card. All right. Dun, 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 dun. From my guide deck, it's a perception card. Beyond the veil of illusion. A lot of what that means with you, Holly, is a lot of time you're letting your fears and your concerns dictate your future. And right now, it might look like everything's falling apart, but everything is actually coming together.
I feel great.
Yeah, things are getting ready to move for you, actually. March, April, May are movement months. There is a huge breakthrough that's coming. Actually, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say next week there is somebody that contacts you and offers you a job.
Should I take it? I love my boss right now.
Okay. Well, think about it because this is going to be an offer a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to have the decision. I mean, I can't make those choices for you. That's
not my job.
But my job is to tell you what I'm seeing. There's an offer that's coming. I would say, I'm going to say next week. I'm actually going to go out on a huge limb here, Wednesday.
Cool.
But you're going to have to make that decision. You know, there's going to be a lot of choices that come your way in the next few months. Are you moving?
I don't think so.
I keep seeing a different place for you. It looks like by summer.
Oh, wow. I have no idea.
It looks like a bigger place.
Like 3 bedrooms instead of 2, or a bigger property to manage?
It looks like 3 bedrooms. It looks like 3 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Wow.
I know.
Why would I move to such a big place all by my lonesome?
Because you're not going to be by your lonesome forever. Okay? That's why. So, sometimes we got to prepare for those people in our lives that we want in our lives. I don't know. I'm just telling you what Spirit's telling me. And
sounds great.
Because there is somebody that is coming into your life pretty quick. A guy. I'd say by June.
Okay.
Yeah. So
new.
Yeah, you're not gonna oh yeah, brand new. Yeah. Going to actually sweep you off your feet.
Cool. Gonna love that.
I know. It's gonna be like a whirlwind romance. This thing is gonna move pretty fast. You deserve to be loved. You are a very lovable person. I'm excited for you, and
hopefully
that's helped.
Heck yeah. Thank you.
Right.
Nice to hear your voice again.
Yeah, nice to hear you. Keep book a favor us or something, and then you'll get reminders of when we're on. So
yeah.
Our best thing that I would do is favorite the show, and that way you'll get reminders of when we're on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Holly.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right, I haven't told anybody where my website is, have I? No. Okay, website. www. There's 2 of them, actually. Well, we're going to give you my personal one first. www.spiritualawakening.com. www.spiritualawakening.com. You can set up full readings over there with me. I also do something new, which is spiritual coaching. What that means is if you are maybe you're stuck or you're struggling or you just don't know what direction that you need to go, I can work with you using my abilities to get to those blocks or those roots of your problems, and then we can get you the life you deserve. So you can check all that information out there on www.spiritualawakening.com. Also, you can go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Learn about upcoming guests, which we have one coming up, actually tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Karina Blended is going to be with us. Hopefully I said that right. Going to be with us tomorrow. And if I didn't say it right, I'm sure she'll forgive me. But she'll be with us tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Central. So try to be with us, okay? All right, let's go ahead and take some more calls. 203, you're on air.
Hi, Michael. This is Woody.
Hi, Woody. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
I'd like to know what message you have for me.
Okay, let's pull a card, and let's see. Tree of Life for you. Woody, the bottom card talks about creativity, destiny, and magical blessings. You're definitely moving towards your goals, moving towards your dream. I definitely keep seeing this. I mean, I've talked to you about this many times. I keep seeing it. So you're moving into that place of destiny as far as your career is going. And also as you move forward in your career, your personal life, your romantic stuff, all that stuff is going to also fall into place here. Right now, Spirit just wants you to focus on your career and moving that forward. And as you do so, everything else is going to fall into place here. That's what they keep showing me. It's like they keep saying everything's coming together. That's what I keep hearing just over and over in my head. A lot of magical stuff happening. For you, this month is really magical. Right after St. Patrick's Day, you're going to see a major change in your career. I don't know what that is. I can't tell you what that is, because I'm not seeing that, but I definitely see something breaking right after St. Patrick's Day. So this would probably put you about the 18th of this month. something to do with your career, the musical career. And something about you writing songs. I feel like that it's something about writing songs.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, okay, so everything should be falling in place then.
Yeah, I feel like yes. It's just weeks away now. Yeah, I definitely see a breakthrough here.
Do you see me moving as well or no?
I do see a move. I would say probably looks like April to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully that helps.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Woody. Bye-bye. Yeah, definitely see a move for you in April. 956, you're on air with me. Oh, hold on. I pushed the wrong button. Everybody switched and moved around. 956, you're on air. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Michael?
Good. How can I help you?
This is just for me as far as relationship or anything for me might be coming up in type of change.
Okay. Could I have your name, please?
I'm sorry. It's Tony.
Tony. Okay. Thank you. Is there somebody you're interested in, Tony? Is there a particular person you're interested in?
Yes.
Okay, because I keep seeing somebody around you. I keep seeing that there. I don't feel like that you guys have been out, or maybe I don't know, but I just keep seeing somebody around you that you're drawing to you, and I feel like that. This is somebody that you can trust. Does this make sense?
Well, there's someone that I have an interest in, but I haven't spoken to him for about months.
Okay. Because I feel like that you're still drawing that energy to you. So I do feel like that they will contact you. I'm going to go out on a limb here because I'm hearing four. So I'm going to say 4 days. So this is going to be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They're going to contact you. So I feel like there's going to be a phone call and a conversation that takes place. Is this relationship long-term? I don't see that. I don't know that, tell you the truth. But I do feel like that right now, just going out, you know, getting to know them, where it goes from there is all in the hands of spirit to change. But I'm not, right at this moment, I'm not seeing a long-term relationship. But like I said, that could change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just go slow with this and just fill it out and just trust the intuition inside of you. But I do feel like that he's going to contact you by at least the day of next week.
And that just because, I mean, after we haven't spoken for a while, he's just...
I feel like that he is thinking about you. I feel like that he does have feelings for you. I feel like that he's sorting those out. And I feel like that he's just going to sort of try, you know, test the water, sort of, you know, how you accept him. Because, you know, you haven't talked to him for a while. There could be a little bit of, you know, man, where have you been? You know, that kind of stuff going on. So he's just going to test the water out a little bit and see how he's going to be accepted. Because, you know, there's no excuses for him not being able to talk to you. You might be a little, you know, he's just going to test things out a little bit, see how you're going to accept. All right?
How about my career?
Are you working?
Yes.
Okay. Are you thinking about changing? Because I keep
I'm thinking about it. I applied for another position. I'm just waiting for a callback.
Okay. You should be in another position by April. Looks like mid-April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So it feels like it's time for a change there. I feel like that you're just stagnated where you are job-wise. And it's time for a new move. I don't think you're being challenged enough where you are. And so I do feel like a new job by mid-April. All right?
Okay. Hopefully.
All right, thank you.
Cross my fingers.
All right,
thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right. Okay, my last call of the evening is about to happen, so hold on while my switchboard allows this to happen. 856, you're my last call. Hi.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
How are you, Mike?
Can I help you?
I actually taking a shot in the dark here. I have a Rebecca that's passed over.
Okay. All right. It's very funny because I almost didn't take your call because I had closed my phone lines earlier, and my spirit guide says you need to talk to her, and I was like, okay. So you do have a Rebecca on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to see if I can tap into this energy. So hold on for just a minute. I got to go. My energy has to go into a different place to do this a little bit. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Okay. I'm still here. So don't hang up on me.
All right.
Is just to be sure I got the right person. Is this a family member?
It's my ex's brother's daughter.
Okay.
So, right. Like family. His parents are still like parents to me.
Okay. So it is sort of like a family member still. Okay. Yeah. Now, were you guys really close? Because she's telling me that you guys were close. Is that true?
No. She was actually a baby.
Okay.
She was like. She's making
a reference to close. She keeps saying close. So maybe she's telling me that her energy is with you. Just because she was a baby doesn't mean that energy didn't hook with you. Because she's telling me that she's around you. I feel like that she works with you. Now, do you have a kid?
No, and that's why that she was very important.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Are you wanting a kid?
I always did. Couldn't have them.
Okay.
I'm 51, so that's not happening.
Okay. I feel like that possibly, maybe an adoption, because I'm seeing a kid coming into your path. You know, that could be, you know, a relationship that you have that's coming in, because I'm seeing a kid around you. This could be her energy, but I'm picking up a little girl that's coming into your path in physical form. How that's going to happen, I'm not sure. But that's what I'm picking up, and I'm going to stick with what I'm feeling because I'm getting tingling sensations that tell me that this is correct. When I question things is when I go wrong. So there's a little girl that's coming into your path, I would say within a couple years here. How that happens, I'm not sure, but I keep seeing a little girl around you.
Let me tell you, this is interesting. I was told recently I've lost one a miscarriage in the 80s, and I was but before I had told when I had a reading, I was told that there was a little soul, but she was very faint because she was getting ready to come back into the world, and I was told, don't be surprised if you find out somebody's having a child soon, while my husband's niece is having a baby about 5 months.
Okay.
So we're interested to see if that's a little girl.
Yeah. I'm going to say that this is what I'm picking up. And so I'm going to stick with that because I keep seeing a little girl around you, and I do feel like that this is a reconnection of energy with you. So I'm gonna say yes.
Okay, well, I'm hoping because that would all fit together. But I just took a shot when you said Rebecca. It's like she came to my mind, and she's been gone now about 15 years.
Yeah.
So and then with that other what I was told was.
And this could also be her energies returning.
True. Yeah,
you know, this could be her returning. Because it's funny that I said Rebecca and I keep seeing this girl around you. So I'm going to go with yes on this.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Interesting. Awesome. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Stay in touch and let me know when that happens. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are closed. Now let's talk. The one thing, I'm going to take a breath here for a second, and we're going to shift the energy. All right. The one thing I want to talk about tonight is buying into lies. Lies that we tell ourselves, lies that others have told us about ourselves. Somewhere along the line, my friends, we have lost who we really are, you and I. We've bought into the divisions that have come on our path and separating us from the spirit within us. There's been a separation. Some ways we've done it, spirit, and will never ever leave us. But somewhere along the line, for a lot of us, we've disconnected in some ways. And what I talk about lies is when you, the way you talk to ourselves is very important, especially as we're in 2013 right now. Please listen to what Spirit has to say. Being really careful what we're talking about, what we're saying, what we're believing, because what is happening is we're creating things. You know, a lot of times I hear, well, I can't do that. Or, I don't believe that. Or, I'm not good enough. Or, I don't deserve it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not bright enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. Those are lies. Because you're smart enough, you're good enough, you're bright enough. Because inside of you, inside of me, is a resource that goes way beyond anything that we can imagine. It's like a warehouse inside of you, packed full of all good things. Just imagine that for just a minute. Picture a warehouse. Can you visualize a warehouse? Okay, and in this warehouse is anything that you would ever want. So pack that warehouse with whatever you want in your life. Peace. Put that in a box up there. Okay. How about prosperity? Okay. Put it in a box up there in the warehouse here. Okay. How about perfect health? Okay. You don't feel sick. Okay. Put it in the warehouse there. Because inside of you is an abundance that is just waiting for you to tap into it. It's just there. But somewhere along your life, along my life, we stop believing. There was a time in your life that you believed that there was no stopping you, that nothing was impossible. Then somewhere along the line, somebody came and said, that's not possible. Somewhere along the line, you believed it. I'm not getting on to you. Spirit's not getting on to you. Spirit doesn't judge like that. I don't care what other people say. Spirit doesn't judge us. So, what we have to do is we have to go back to the place of trust. Somewhere along the line, you, I, us, we stopped trusting. Maybe we got hurt. Maybe we got hurt along the way. You know, life isn't always fair and always fun, and not everybody's nice. So maybe somewhere along the line, we got hurt. And somewhere along the line, we said, I will never trust again. I want to say that one again. Somewhere along the line, maybe we said, I can't trust again. I'll get hurt. I can't have that relationship because it will be the same way that my other relationship was. I wish that I could have finances, but when I had finances before, maybe I wasn't a very good manager of that money, and it just fell through my hands, so I don't really want money. I can't be trusted with it. I can't make right decisions, so I'm not going to make any decision. I don't like change, so I'm going to stay in my house and stay in my boxes. Because I'm comfortable with where I'm at. I would love another job, but you know, I don't know. I probably don't deserve anything better than what I have. Maybe it's my fault that I'm stuck right now. Are you listening? This is the way we talk to ourselves sometimes. So instead of doing that, let's do this. Man, you know what? I'm awesome. I know I'm awesome. I deserve awesome things in my life, and those awesome things are coming. Man, you know what? I deserve that awesome job, and that job is going to come to me, and I am going to be great at that job. I'm going to move. I'm going to advance like crazy at that job, and who knows? I'm probably going to run the company someday. Man, you know what? I am so smart. It just amazes me how smart I am. And that's okay to talk that way. Okay, somewhere along the line, we also have bought into the lie that we can't do talk like that. Because people are going to think, man, I got a big huge ego. And you know, what does it matter? First of all, we have to get past the point of worrying about what other people are thinking about us. We are too focused on, man, I need their approval. I need them to do this. If I could just get them to say they like me, then everything's going to be wonderful. Your life does not revolve around anything else except the spirit within you. And when you really get that in your heart, and when you get that into your spirit, there's going to be no stopping you. Spirit is about to bless us like crazy. I do not care what the outside world says. Because I don't believe that. We got to look beyond the illusions and look at trusting the spirit within us again. Going back to the moment in our life when we did trust. Because there was a moment in your life, somewhere along your life's cycle, that you really trusted yourself, you really loved yourself, you really cared about what happened in your world, but we've disconnected somehow. And only you know how you've done that. I don't know that right now. I might be able to help you see that if you worked with me. And we did some coaching together, and I might be able to help you see that disconnect. And those blocks that we put in our path. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I know that there's more for me. There's more for you. That's why I come here. To talk to you like I'm talking to you tonight. Because all I want for you is the best that you can have, and you can have awesome things. Tonight a couple calls say, well, Michael, I wish I could believe that. Go back and listen to the show. You can believe that. you choose to believe. I can't make those choices for you. It's not my job. Thank God. My job is to come here and to tell you what I see for your life, and hopefully you draw that to you. But, you know, when I first started, let's talk about when I first started reading a long time ago, I got frustrated really fast because I want you to be all you can be, and I want you to have the wonderful life that I know you can have. And I told this person, I'm not going to use any names. This was a long time ago. This is when I first started. And I saw so amazing things for this person. And Spirit had, you know, said they were going to have an awesome job and they had an awesome future, but they kept saying, I don't believe it. And I would read for them over and over, and every time I read for them, they would end the reading with, I don't believe that. Well, guess what? It never happened. Not any fault of Spirit, not any fault of me, but I beat myself up because I thought, well, what? Why can't you just bless them? But Spirit couldn't bless them because they were tying Spirit's hands. I almost quit. I almost quit. But then I realized that my job is only to show you what's possible. Only potentials. Your choices dictate your future. You can choose a life of joy and peace and happiness and awesome things and abundance. You make those choices, or you can choose not to. I wouldn't know why you would choose not to, but that's your choice. You know, I know that great things are ahead. I know that I know that I know. There's always been a knowing inside of me of something bigger and greater than me. Last few days, I'm going to tell you a story. Last few days, scientists have been watching a new planet being born. There are particles, there was an explosion, and there are particles. You can read it on your internet if you don't believe me. There are, a new planet is being born right now in our universe. And I want you to listen to what Spirit showed me in this. Because particles were coming together. Things were coming together to form this planet. That's what they believe, how planets are formed, including our planet that we are on at this moment. Particles came together, hooked together, and then everything comes together and makes a planet. Okay, that's science. All right. Now, let's talk about you and I. What I do as a reader is I see things coming together in your life. I see particles. I see things that are possibles. And then you let those hook to you or not. And then that forms your life, your choices. You make decisions based on information every single day. You're getting information, maybe from me, maybe from other sources, but every day you're getting information. Every day you choose to believe the truth within you or the not truth. You make choices based on information. Every single day. The other thing that we need to do is there are tapes that play in our heads from our past, maybe bad choices we made in the past, maybe bad decisions that we made in the past. And the past is past. The past is even an hour ago. So maybe today you didn't make a very good choice, maybe. Okay, maybe you should have made a different choice. But that's in the past. Right now, you have a new choice to make. To believe the truth what's inside of you. The spirit within you. The voice within you. Sometimes that voice is small, still voice that just whispers and says, hey, you know what? You can do it. You can make it. It's that whisper. It's that quiet voice that says, hey, you know what? Maybe you should make a different choice. Maybe that guy is not the perfect guy for you. Maybe it's time for you to move to a different job. Maybe it's time for you to move to a different house. It's that small, still voice, that nudge inside of you. How I do what I do is by listening to those voices. That's what I did tonight with the calls that came into here. Is I hear a voice within me, and I believe that what I tell you to be truth. But it takes me believing that. What kind of reader would I be if I said, okay, well, you're going to get, well, maybe you're going to get a boyfriend. I don't know, possibly. Okay, you would stop calling in here. Okay. Because you'd be like, okay, Michael's all over the place and wishy-washy, and I don't know what's going on with him. But I stand on what I believe, and what I believe is a spirit within me gives you answers. I believe that with everything inside of me. I don't know exactly how it works, but I know that it works. But there's a small ingredient that you have to put into the readings that I deliver. A part that you have to play. You have to believe. And you have to dream. Do you know that there was a time on our planet that I feel like that there was hope? Do you know that there was a time that everybody knew that there was hope? Tonight, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are losing that. Because they've bought into the lie of fear that things are falling apart. There's a lot of people that do not trust the leadership anymore of this country. And that's all I'm going to say with that. That I have an opinion, but that's just an opinion. But the thing is we have to trust the spirit within us to guide us forward. The one thing I love about this country is that we were formed on this. Is that we came here because we were being persecuted in another country spiritually. This country was founded, please listen to what Spirit wants you to hear tonight. This country was founded on the principle of spirituality. And is returning to that principle. By the people, for the people. There are some changes that are coming, and I'm going to tell you a few of those. You might want to grab a pen. There are going to be changes in our government, a couple years. There will be a major change in government. Things will change because they have to. We can't continually go down the same path that we've been going down. is not working. And it's not working maybe in your life. It's not working in all of our lives. So Spirit's getting ready to make some changes. In the next few months, unfortunately, we are going to see some more problems with our finances, unfortunately. Because we have a system that is in place based on greed. It's like a pyramid. And it doesn't work. So there are changes coming in that area of our lives. The other thing I want to talk to you about tonight is weather patterns. I want to give you heads ups. All right. April looks very volatile weather-wise. I'm looking and have been feeling a lot of apprehension, a lot of energy. I feel like there is a huge storm system that is building up. For a lot of people in Texas, you're going to start seeing this volatile weather pattern. Looks like to me at the end of this month. You know, the old saying, March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion. Looks like Texas, you're going to be feeling the impact of these storms. They're going to be coming out of Mexico into Texas. Cities that need to be on alert and pay attention in Texas especially are San Antonio, Fort Worth, Dallas, around those areas. Cities in Oklahoma that could be impacted by tornadoes this season looks like to me would be Oklahoma City. Looks like a tornado could potential at this moment. Looks like it could hit the downtown area of Oklahoma City. Tulsa, same thing. Okay. And surrounding towns of these. There's other major cities that are going to be impacted by storms. Does look like the East Coast, unfortunately, will be having some problems. There's going to be a lot of tornado activity down in the New Orleans area, Louisiana area, Alabama, in that area. Definitely see some problems there. There's also a situation, I don't think this is due to storm, but there is some kind of a threat. I don't know what this is yet. This is a man-made threat against New York City. I don't know exactly what that is yet, but I feel like that this is a man-made situation. I do feel like that it also will be stopped. But I also feel like that there is a major threat to New York City. I feel like that this is something to do with business. So I'm not sure exactly what that is at this moment. So I'm not going to go out on a limb there. So those are things that possibly could come up. The other thing is don't buy into fear. Fear is an emotion. Okay, I want to talk about fear. Fear is an emotion. We choose to be afraid. Okay? We choose to worry. We choose to be, upset. There's a lot of stuff going on our planet that we could be upset about. Instead of being upset about it, let's pray about it. Let's be the change we want to see in the world today. You know, there's things that really frustrate me that's going on our planet. But instead of going into a place of frustration, I go into a place of prayer. And I go into a place of trusting that the spirit within us is doing something on our planet. Systems that no longer serve us, whatever systems those are going to fall by the wayside and make room for new things. If you watched in the last couple years, from 2010, actually 3 years, I guess, 2010, some way I was stuck in 2012 still. So 3 years, from about 2010, look at 2010, look at 2011, look at 2012. And if you look back at those years, in your own life and in the life of our planet, you're going to see changes. You're going to see things that have fallen by the wayside. If you just look at them. Look at world governments. There have been changes in world governments like crazy in the last few years. People that were in power are no longer in power. Some businesses have changed. People are changing constantly, adapting to new energies that are on our planet now. I know that everybody's having a hard time adapting to this new energy, and please listen to what Spirit wants to tell you how to do this better. Because Spirit's about to tell you how to do this better. Okay? A lot of you, the spirit within you, is having a hard time adapting to this new energy. First of all, you're holding on to things that you need to let go of. Number one. What Spirit means by that is resentments, hostilities, anger of things that happened in your past no longer benefit you or serve you. You need to let them go. Easier said than done, I understand. Okay? But they're not benefiting you, are they? They're just holding you back, aren't they? So we got to look at the things that are benefiting us and the things that are pushing us forward. Because we all want to go forward, correct? I hope. So we got to look at the things that are going to benefit us, those things that we want to draw to us. So draw those things that you want to see in your life and those things that you want to see in our world, because as soon as you put them into your life, then you're going to see them outside of you. Love you. Do you know that there's only one you? There's only going to be one you. You might come back as something else. You might reincarnate and come back in another body, but right now, you're in one body. There's only going to be one Mike. And it's up to me what I do in this lifetime with the body that I have right now. And it's up to you what you do with you. Choices. We make them every single second. You made them tonight by listening to this program. You're making them right now by continuing to listen to me. Choices. Your choices determine your life. I just give advice, and I just try to help you the best I know how. And I will continue to do that. If you liked what you hear here and you want to help financially, that's a choice that you make. Again, we're talking about choices. You can choose to go over to my website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net and you can choose to hit the donation button over there. And you can give. It does take money to be here, unfortunately. Things work on money. Someday, maybe not. But right now, they do. And so, So if you would like to help out, that's great. If you like, you know, you got a reading tonight and you say, you know what, I would like to help out a little bit, that's okay. If you don't, that's okay too. All right? Because Spirit will take care of me and this program. Always has, always will. I believe that was already inside of me. Tonight, I want us to close out a little different tonight. And remember, before we get ready to close, remember that I do have a guest tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Karina Landit will be here with me. I have some really awesome guests coming up next week. We have guests Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I think. And then I'll be back on there on the 9th, Saturday. I'm going to be on at least once a week, myself teaching you, talking to you, motivating you, helping you. That's what we're doing. Tonight, I want to focus on the youth of our country. Unfortunately, you might be losing hope, but they are definitely. You see it in them every day of violence escalating in the population of our youth all over our planet. They're frustrated. They're angry. They don't know what's going on. They pick a lot of this up from their parents and people around them. But I want to pray for the youth of our world, not just our country, but the world. That tonight they would have a spark to dream a little bit. Do you know that a lot of our youth don't dream? You talk to them. If you don't believe me, talk to them. There was a day that I, when I was younger, I would say, man, I'm going to be this when I grow up. They don't say that because they don't think they're going to grow up. Talk to them. So we're going to close out right now. We're going to start praying. And I want you to really pray. I really want you to pray for our young people. Pray for your kids. Pray for your neighbor kids. Pray for the kids in Africa and in China and in Japan and in Korea and all over our planet. Because they need our prayers because they are discouraged. You don't believe it? Pick up a newspaper, read about violence in our school systems. Go on the internet, see how many kids are violent. They're angry. We have a lot of angry young people. Let's pray. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this program. I thank you for the people that called in tonight, first of all, and I want to just pray for them. I pray that you would continue to meet their needs, continue to touch them, continue to be with them as I leave there tonight. Because you never leave them, you never forsake them. You're always with us. Father, Mother, God, my heart's heavy tonight for the young people of our world. My heart's just breaking tonight because of it. Because I see that we're losing dreams. We're losing hope. I hate it when I hear, you know, from our young people, I don't know that there's, why would I study? I don't know if I'm ever going to get a job. I don't know if I'm ever going to have a house. I'm never, and Father, Mother, God, man, I just pray right now that you just put hope into their hearts tonight. That you would encourage them. That you would put that spark in them to dream a little bit bigger. Reach for those stars a little bit farther. Let them know that our best days are ahead. That there are no endings, that there are just beginnings, new beginnings. That it always looks the darkest right before the daybreak. Father, Mother God, I just pray for them tonight. For every boy, every girl, every young man, every young woman. From the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, that you would just begin to send energy into them. Wherever they are in their life. Because in them is hope. In them are brand new scientists, brand new doctors, brand new mediums, brand new healers, brand new leaders into a world ahead that is going to be so awesome and off the hook. Let them see that tonight. Let them, when they go to sleep tonight, birth dreams into them that is beyond anything that they could even ever imagine. For there are star children that are out there waiting to awaken. Awake them. Put that spark in them tonight. They might be little, but the spirit within them is powerful. And if they can dream, they can accomplish so much. Let us all dream a little bit bigger. Put into all of us tonight that spark of hope. Let's believe the voice of truth and not the other voices that speak to us. Let us move forward boldly. Go where no man has gone before. And what I mean by that is we're going into a brand new world. A world that is going to be full of peace and love and joy and all good things. And Father, Mother, God, we thank you for it tonight. We say namaste and we say amen. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio tonight. Please join me tomorrow. Hopefully you got something out of the program. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that I've been a blessing to you because you've been a blessing to me. You be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Hold on. The best days are ahead. Bye-bye.